WHDD presents Susan Says.
I gave deranged Donnie's regime 6 months. 6 months and out. Either resigned, impeached, or worse. David Brooks of the New York Times, more informed than I, gave it a year. Well, 6 months has come and we are so close. 6 months of hell. Every day for the last 6 months, I and most any other sentient being have woken up every morning afraid to turn on the news and see what fresh hell this poser, this phony president, this con man in chief has perpetrated on the United, whatever states of America we are left. It's in his blood. He lies, he bullies, he lies some more. He puffs out that fat chest, he pulls on that ugly jacket, and purses those disgusting thin lips, and he lies. Now he's given an interview to what he calls the fake press, the New York Times. Why bother? Obviously, he has a death wish. I think he's ready to bail. Who else calls for complete control of the FBI and other arrangements that gives the executive branch a dictatorship? That's not our country. Who else disses his pathetic attorney general who was there for him, then did what he had to do legally, forget morally, recuse himself? Who else sets a red line for the investigation saying his finances are off the menu? Really? A guy who ran for president and didn't release his taxes, that's who. I have been saying he wants out. He will use the family, Donald Jr. or Jared, as an excuse. He will quit like the lying, scared rabbit he is. He can't be this stupid as to shoot himself in the foot as he did in this interview, can he? He brought everyone from the ethics department head who quit, even to Fox News, quote unquote, those reporters who are saying enough is enough. Oh, and I actually didn't realize how bad that second Putin conversation was. At first, I thought, oh, well, he's just got the attention span of a two-year-old child. He couldn't sit in his seat. But no, it breaks so many rules of diplomacy that it is his arrogance again, his total lack of knowledge, desire to do the right thing or learn what it is. Oh, God, I guess the P-tape, excuse me, but that's what it's purported to be, and the massive debts he owes Russia are indeed making him the Manchurian candidate. Only that guy was hypnotized, as I recall. This one is just dumb. Why is there no Republican with balls and decency to put this country ahead of the Supreme Court? When will someone of stature say, enough, you have to go back to Queens and putting gold on crap and pretending to contractors that you're going to pay them, and then stiffing everyone? Leave the country alone. Senator John McCain, a rebel with a cause most of the time, a hero, was dissed by this loser. Oh, and by the way, asshat Donnie, saying get well soon to someone with brain cancer is ludicrous, if not insulting. I have had it with American politics. I have had it with Republicans. For what? What is this for? Tax write-offs? Come on, people. And Dems. Where's a great leader? Where's Barack Obama to yell to the rooftops? This is not our country. We are destroying ourselves. We are allowing this monster in orange skin to ruin our basic institutions. I mean it. I'm fed up. I want it to end. 6 months of hell is about all we can take, folks, or we will be rioting in the streets at a future of chaos and fear and ugliness that this deranged dictator wannabe is trying to establish here. 6 months is enough, or is it? Up to you, America.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.